Unit 3. Key text. She's got mail. Sharon's inbox has been pretty busy lately.
To Sharon. Subject: tall, dark stranger. Hi, Sharon. You won't believe this. I was at the club the other night and I met this drop-dead gorgeous guy called Steve Bradley. Does his name ring a bell? Anyway, he started chatting me up and somehow your name came up. Is it true that you two used to go out together? How come you never mentioned him? I go weak at the knees just thinking about him. Love, Debbie.
To Debbie. Re: tall, dark stranger. Dear Debbie, don't tell me you've been taken in by that jerk Steve Bradley. Yes, we did go out together once, for about 5 minutes. He was all over me like an octopus. Believe me, your Tony is worth 10 of him. He's so kind and decent, and you've been together for so long. Take my advice. Forget all about Steve and stick with Tony. Ciao for now, Sharon.
To Sharon. Subject: Tony is history. Hi, Sharon. I know, but my Tony's not exactly Mr. Personality, is he? Dances like a penguin and his dress sense. I mean, he makes my dad look fashionable. Yeah, okay, he's a nice person and he wouldn't hurt a fly and all that. But he's just like a pair of old slippers, really. Too shabby to take anywhere, but too comfortable to throw out. By the way, Sexy Steve phoned me up today and asked me out to that new French coffee bar we were talking about. Très romantique, eh? So it's au revoir to Tony, I'm afraid. Love, Debbie. P.S. Any tips on how to make Steve fall madly in love with me? To Sharon. Re: Bad Breath Bradley. Sharon, you're just jealous. Why else would you write stuff like that? Just because you and Steve broke up doesn't give you the right to badmouth him. Whatever you say, we're going out on Saturday and that's that. Debbie.
To Sharon. Subject: a blast from your past. Sharon. Hi, babe. Remember me? Sure you do, or you wouldn't be bitching about me. Debbie sent me your last email, which had a lot to say about yours truly. Nice to know I still stir up such strong emotions after all this time. Honestly, Sharon, it's time you got over us and pulled yourself together. I know you'd like us to get back together, but there are plenty more fish in the sea, and I'm sure you'll find another boyfriend soon. He just won't be in the same league as me, that's all. Anyway, must dash, because me and Debbie have got a date tonight. I'm wearing those tight black leather jeans that used to drive you wild. Remember. Cheers, Steve. P.S. Why not check out this website if you've got nothing better to do tonight? To Sharon. Subject: it must be love. Hi, Sharon. You missed a great evening. Me and Debbie got on like a house on fire. I think she must be really keen on me because she had tears in her eyes the whole time I was telling her about myself. She even dumped some other guy, Tiny or Timmy or something, so that she could just be with me. Pity she had to leave early, but in the words of the song, we've only just begun. Steve. P.S. I'm going round to her place tomorrow evening to show her that video of me working out. Wait till she sees the size of my biceps.
To Sharon. Subject: help. Sharon. Oh no! I've made a terrible mistake. I spent 2 hours in the coffee bar with you-know-who, and this is what I learned. One, he's great looking. Two, he's great with women. Three, he's a great guy. Four, all the girls at the gym fancy him like mad. I know all this because he spent 2 hours telling me. He loves himself. He talks about nothing else. When I couldn't stand it any longer, I got the waiter to dial my mobile phone number and say I was needed at home right away. It was a relief to escape. If I'd stayed any longer, I would have poured my cappuccino all over those awful black leather trousers of his. What a poser. Sharon, I wish I'd listened to you. I should have trusted you. Can you ever forgive me? Debbie. To Sharon. Ree, that's what friends are for. Hi, Sharon. Thanks for being so understanding. I don't deserve it. I feel such a fool. You were right. Steve is a major jerk. He turned up at my house yesterday with a video of himself working out. I would have had more fun watching paint dry. I told him that I didn't think things were going to work out between us, but he said he loves chicks who play hard to get. Ugh. Come back, Tony. All is forgiven. Love, Debbie. To Sharon. Ree, sorry, but... Sharon, what do you mean you're now dating Tony?